A very good morning to you all, and welcome to day 7 of our 12 days Lenten reflections towards Easter. Today is Monday, 6th April 2020, and it is the beginning of the Holy Week. Our text for reflection is Luke chapter 22, the verses 1 to 6. Luke 22, 1 to 6. Now the festival of unleavened bread called the Passover was approaching, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some way to get rid of Jesus, for they were afraid of the people. Then Satan entered Judas, called Iscariot, one of the 12. And Judas went to the chief priests and the officers of the temple guard and discussed with them how he might betray Jesus. They were delighted and agreed to give him money. He consented and watched for an opportunity to hand Jesus over to them when no crowd was present. And Satan entered into Judas. There was hardly anyone in Jerusalem who did not know that Jesus of Nazareth had affected and influenced the lives of people in Palestine. They all had acquaintances there, and some had family members whose lives had been transformed for good by our Lord. Some had been seriously ill, and Jesus had completely healed them. He had preached the Sermon on the Mount, and his parables were quoted at every city gate and village well. They lived on in the minds of the people. But some who knew his mighty acts were now conspiring against him to kill him. Men in power, the Jewish authorities, knowing these truths, were looking for ways to destroy him. It was at Passover time that Jesus came to Jerusalem to die. The atmosphere during Passover was inflammable. The headquarters of the Roman government was at Caesarea, and normally only a small detachment of troops was stationed at Jerusalem. But for the Passover season, many more were drafted in. The problem which faced the Jewish authorities was how to arrest Jesus without provoking a riot. They feared a popular uprising and a swift and sure Roman response. But their problem was solved by the treachery of Judas. Satan entered into Judas. There are a few lessons we can learn from this text. Just as God is always looking for people to be his instruments, so too is Satan. A man or woman can be an instrument of good or of evil, of God or of the devil. The Zoroastrians see this whole universe as the battleground between the God of the light and the God of the dark, and in that battle, we must choose. And whatever we choose, we have got to deal with the frustrations that come with it. James first showed his awareness of the capacity of Satan to bring a bad influence in our lives when he wrote, "I personally claim no special insight into Satan's methods, but I have at times been able to identify his influence and his actions in my life and in the lives of others. When I was on my first mission," he went on, "Satan sought to divert me from my future path and, if possible, to destroy my usefulness in the Lord's work." When we become instruments in God's hands, he uses us to transfer people from the realm of darkness into the kingdom of his Son, and we make a difference in the person's eternal destiny. Not only that, but Satan also receives a devastating blow. But now, secondly, it remains true that Satan could only have entered into Judas, or could never have entered into Judas, unless Judas opened the door. We learn from our text that Judas went to the authorities of the Sanhedrin and bargained with them. How much money could he get for betraying Jesus into their hands? A deal was struck, and thereafter Judas actively sought means to deliver the Lord into their hands in the absence of the multitude. So he sold the Savior to the Sanhedrin, and he sold his soul to Satan. In other words, he opened the door for Satan to come into his heart and to his life and dwell there for evil designs. There are many people who have opened the door of their hearts and let Satan in. Yes, dear friend, we must open our hearts for Satan to come in and dwell there, because there is no handle on the outside of the door of the human heart. It must be opened from within. There are several ways we can sense Satan is comfortably sitting in our hearts. For example, unjustified bitterness against people we should be loving, or failure to recognize the needs of others and to help them. Let us refuse to give in to the tactics of the devil, and rather place ourselves before God and allow him to use us as instruments in his hand to bring peace and love and to promote that which is good in a broken world. And let us pray. We pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, our most adorable Savior, behold us at your feet, imploring your mercy for ourselves and for all people. Apply the merits of your passion to which our meditation is directed to us, and grant that while we trace your conflict and sorrow, our hearts may be touched with true contrition for our sins, and learn to accept with cheerfulness whatever you require of us, whether to do or to endure, you who live forever and ever. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord. The Lord bless you and watch over you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord look kindly on you and give you peace. Amen.